This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The world must choose hope over surrender in the fight against climate change. Those are the words of UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Monday. He was warning a summit in Madrid that governments risk sleepwalking past a point of no return. Eimear McCarthy reports.
Choose hope over surrender in the fight against climate change. That's the call from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres as the COP25 climate summit began in Madrid on Monday. 2 weeks of talks aimed at bolstering the 2015 Paris Agreement to curb global warming began against a backdrop of unusually severe weather disasters this year. Scientists say the existing pledges made under the Paris Accord fall far short of the kind of action needed to avert the most disastrous consequences of global warming.
Reuters' Eimear McCarthy reporting. Ukraine's leader is speaking out about the July phone call that spurred an impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Asked if there was a connection between the president's decision to block military aid to Ukraine and the two investigations he asked for, Volodymyr Zelensky said he did not speak with the president from a position of quid pro quo. He tells Time magazine, "I don't want us to look like beggars." The president later mischaracterized that.
The Ukrainian president came out and said very strongly that President Trump did absolutely nothing wrong. That should be case over.
In the interview, Zelensky said it's not about a quid pro quo, telling Time, "We're at war. If you're our strategic partner, then you can't go blocking anything for us." Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel's attorney general has officially submitted his indictment against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It gives him 30 days to appeal for immunity. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter has been hospitalized again. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
The Carter Center said in a statement Monday afternoon, former President Jimmy Carter was admitted to a hospital in Americus, Georgia over the weekend for treatment of a urinary tract infection. The 95-year-old Carter has had multiple hospital visits in 2019, including a stay for hip replacement surgery and treatment for a fractured pelvis. In 2015, Carter was treated for cancer after being diagnosed with melanoma and announcing the cancer had spread to other parts of his body. His liver was partially removed, and after treatment for brain lesions and radiation and immunotherapy, Carter said he was cancer-free. Carter has lived longer than any U.S. president. I'm Mike Gracia.
A new wave of abuse suits could hit the Catholic Church like never before. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff.
A wave of new laws in 15 states allow people to make claims of sexual abuse going back decades. This could bring a flood of lawsuits against the Roman Catholic Church that could surpass anything seen so far in its clergy abuse crisis. Associated Press interviews with attorneys and clergy abuse watchdog groups found it could result in at least 5,000 new cases against the church and more than $4 billion in payouts. California, New York, and New Jersey are among 8 states that go furthest in allowing sex abuse claims, no matter how old. Catholic leaders worry about the difficulty of defending such old cases, and more dioceses are considering bankruptcy and victim compensation funds. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Tuesday marks the 40th anniversary of the crowd surge at a concert by The Who in Cincinnati that left 11 people dead in 1979. The band's Pete Townsend still carries regret about how they handled it. AP music correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
Pete Townsend remembers the 1979 Cincinnati concert as one of their best ever because their manager, Bill Kerbishley, had not told them of the deaths. Townsend recalls wanting to kill Kerbishley for not giving them the choice not to perform. However, Townsend regrets that they carried on with the tour instead of staying in Cincinnati. He still blames the festival seating concept and not enough doors to let in the crowd, but he understands why some blame the band.
It wasn't our fault. That's not why because it wasn't our fault, I didn't think we thought it through properly. We were symbolic.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The Trump administration has quietly released $105 million in military aid to Lebanon that it had been holding up for reasons that are still unclear. There's no indication the money was held up in exchange for political favors. A senior State Department official said Monday the aid was unfrozen last week without fanfare. Congress was notified in writing on Monday. When asked for a reason, the official said there were questions about the efficacy of U.S. aid to the Lebanese armed forces. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.